The village of Sundridge has passed 3 resolutions to receive the proposed budgets for the Sundridge, Strong and Jolie Arena and Hall, the Sundridge Strong Union Public Library and Sundridge and District Medical Center. The proposed budget for the arena is $514,886.80. The 3 municipalities all cost share the arena, with Sundridge picking up 40% of the budget, taking its share to $205,954.72. Strong pays for half the cost to run the arena, meaning its share is $257,443.40, while Jolie accounts for the remaining $51,488.68. Strong approved the arena and library budgets at its March 25 meeting and is expected to approve the medical center budget at its April 8 meeting. The proposed budgets are expected to come up at Jolie's April 8 council meeting. In reacting to the arena budget, Councillor Fraser Williamson said the budget committee members did an amazing job, considering Sundridge lost the Almaguin Spartans junior hockey team when the club ceased operations and did not ice a team for the 2024-25 season. Since then, the Spartans organization has actively been looking for new ownership. Councillor Sharon Smith said the arena committee is applying to the Ontario Trillium Foundation for funding to cover the cost of replacing the arena's doors and windows, an electrical panel and also tube heaters for fans taking in ice rink activities. Sundridge Deputy Mayor Sean Jackson says the medical center budget was increased by 3%. Jackson said this was mostly due to rising administration and service fees. The proposed medical center budget was $434,346, with Sundridge's share set at $67,559. Strong will cover $84,449 as its share, and Jolie will look after $16,890 of the operations. The library's proposed 2025 budget is being set at $132,755.25, and $48,224.49 is Sundridge's share. The library has seen a tremendous rise in usage from 2022 to 2024. For example, total circulation last year was 16,431 items, which was an increase from the 15,866 figure that was recorded in 2022. Total circulation includes books and audiobooks that are borrowed from the library, magazines, DVDs, CDs, Lego kits, and even snowshoes. The library has a bank of computers, and computer usage rose from 520 instances in 2022 to 736 in 2024. Storytime for kids, which meets during the school year, also saw a big jump, with the number of kids being told stories going from 11 during 2022 to 150 last year. The library is also the venue for the local knitting and crocheting club, which meets weekly from October to May. In 2022, the club saw 93 members meet at the library during those 8 months. The number of participants jumped by more than 100 to 197 in 2023 and then in 2024, the participation rate grew further to stand at 233. Strong's share for the library is the same as Sundridge's share at $48,224.49. Jolie does not sit on the library board, but does make annual grant contributions. This year, its grant contribution is proposed at $1,200, plus a small amount of additional funds. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with Almaguin News. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.